During World War I, the U.S. constructed 16 complexes for trench combat training. Archaeologist Adam Meske says these trenches were designed and built like those in Europe.
Trench warfare would have been an absolute nightmare for everyone involved, whether it's, you know, being several yards away from the enemy or, you know, constant ammunition fire, gas attacks, everything.
Meske shows me around the site, which is heavily wooded and a bit buggy.
There's a trench back over there, which we just walked over. That's actually the rear trench. That's the supply trench. This also is a supply trench.
These are generally facing east to west. And then the front lines are right up here where we're digging right now.
Though 130,000 World War I soldiers trained at Camp Dodge, the trenches were abandoned after the war. Over time, the exact location of the complex was forgotten and obscured by vegetation. Mike Vogt, curator of the Iowa Gold Star Military Museum, says it wasn't until 2008 that the site was rediscovered. Satellite imaging showed an anomaly in the heavily forested landscape.
In 1918, this would have been a clear area. We would have been able to see the creek on the other side, and to the east, we would have been able to see the railroad tracks.
So far, excavators have found an assortment of bullets, grenades, barbed wire, and a mysterious rusted metal tube.
Whoa.
I don't know what this is.
You found that this morning?
Just now.
Camp Dodge is one of only three excavated World War I trench complexes in the U.S. After the war, many trenches were filled in. Vogt says a lot can be learned from this week's excavation.
What archaeology contributes to history is that it puts a place on the map. It provides third-dimensional artifacts and a three-dimensional aspect to the story of our state's past. Now, the last U.S. veteran died just a few years ago, but it's a snapshot into the state of the art of warfare as of 1917 when the United States entered the war.
The objects found will become part of the National Gold Star Military Museum's permanent collection. Because the trenches are located within a floodplain, there is interest for a more extensive excavation before water further degrades the site. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.